بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this dunya. And this dunya is a place of imtihan, examination, in which we, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to obey Allah Rabbul Izzat, we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is our master. So we are slaves, we are ibadullah, the slaves of Allah. Allah is our Mawla, He is our Aqa, He is our Master. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us to obey Him, bring iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat and do amal salihat. The life of a person who is believing in Allah Rabbul Izzat compared to a disbeliever is completely different. Both can never be the same. A person who has iman, his life is different compared to a person who does not have iman. One who is obeying Allah Rabbul Izzat, his life is different from one who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other who is not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is negligent of Allah Rabbul Izzat, both their lives can never be the same. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ Those who are doing evil deeds, perpetrating سَيِّئَات, they are doing evil deeds, they are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are doing, who have brought iman in Allah and doing good deeds, Allah says, can we make the both equal? Impossible. Those who are obedient to Allah, those who have iman, and they're doing good deeds, yes, when they falter, when they make a mistake, immediately they remember Allah Rabbul Izzat, they make tawbah, they make amends, and they reconnect themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So their life compared to a person who is disobeying Allah Rabbul Izzat, there is no Allah in his life, he doesn't care about tawbah, he doesn't care about istighfar, he is not conscious of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah's presence is not with him. He doesn't care about his salat, his zakat, his hajj, nothing. May Allah protect us. Allah says both the living and the dying will never be the same. سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ Those who say that these two people are same, the living and dying is same, very evil is their decision and their judging. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His kindness and fadl, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us so many great opportunities to connect ourselves to Allah Rabbul Izzat and to really understand and truly understand that we are the slaves of Allah and a slave has to be obedient to its master. And this connection, slave and master, is a very special connection which Allah has chosen for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that most beautiful master, most generous master, most kind master, who is not a master who just lashes out at us and just beats us and punishes us. Never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that kind master who looks for opportunities for us to forgive us, to favor us. He provides more than what we require. Yes, there are tests in our life. There are trials and tribulations in this world. And all that is part of this abdiyat, Allah wants to see from us. When we are going through difficulties, are we making sabr or are we complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we are in pain and difficulty, are we moving away from Allah or are we still showing that abdiyat to Allah Rabbul Izzat? Oh Allah, we are your slaves, you are our master. And we are turning to Allah and begging from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us a chance to make his dhikr, to remember Allah Rabbul Izzat, to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've mentioned so many times, dhikrullah is the most powerful weapon of a believer. It is a means of us connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And realizing, you know, when you make sajda, when you put your forehead onto the ground, then you should feel this abdiyat, that metu ek ghulam, Allah mera aqa hai, Allah mera mola hai, Allah is my master. And then when you beg from Allah, when you cry to Allah Rabbul Izzat, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, that we are His servants, we are His slaves, and we have to show this servitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat. It must be a strong one, a genuine one, a loyal one. Not only when we are in difficulties, we turn to Allah. No, even in times of prosperity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. Allah has given us a chance of being in His house now. At this very moment, respected brothers and elders, even our mothers and sisters at home, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you make shukr, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah promises you, when you make shukr to Allah, Allah will increase you in the name. So you make shukr at this very moment, Allah, you've been so kind to us, so easily that you are allowing us to take your name in your house, in your masjid, the menfolk, of course. Allah, do not snatch away this ni'mat. The month of Ramadan is coming, making dua. Make dua from now that everything will be so smooth, sailing, such that we can really connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any difficulties, without any problems. So Allah has made us dhakirin. Dhakirin Allah kathiru wa dhakirat. Dhakirin, the men. Dhakirat, the women, the females. And we take the name of Allah ta'ala in abundance. It helps us, as I mentioned previously, to wash away the sins of the heart, to remove the rust from the heart, to create that nur in that heart, to make that heart alive again. Otherwise the heart becomes weaker, weaker, like the battery becomes dead. The heart, the spiritual heart also becomes dead. But the moment a person takes the name Allah, then immediately he charges his spiritual heart. And the flick of Iman, now it becomes brighter and brighter and brighter. And now he gains the marifat of Allah. Then he gains the muhabbat of Allah. Then he understands this relationship and bond of a slave and a master. Then he's prepared to do anything for his master. He's prepared to wake up in the middle of the night and worship his Allah and worship his master. Whether it is the day, whether he is in the masjid, out of the masjid, wherever, whichever environment he is in, he is still connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh. ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار یا اللہ ہمارے گناہ کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ فرگیو اس کمپلیٹلی مائی اللہ ایوری مومنٹ وی میکنگ سو مچ آف گناہز مائی اللہ یو آر ٹالریٹنگ اس مائی اللہ یو آر حلیم مائی اللہ یو آر غفور یو آر رحیم مائی اللہ اللہ گائیڈ اس مائی اللہ Help us to make Tawbah and Istighfar before Maut comes to us. Help us to change our lives, Ya Allah. Give us a strong Iman. Make us live with Iman. Make us die with Iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah as believers, as mu'mineen, my Allah, in the company of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'ah, from all maladies of the heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, batini, zahiri, amraz, Ya Allah. Hamari hifazat farma, Ya Allah. Remove these difficulties that we are facing, Ya Allah. Pareshani dur farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. You are our mawla. We are your slaves, my Allah. Help us to make your bandagi correctly, my Allah. Help us to make your ibadat properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our ma'bud, my Allah. You are ma'budi haqiqi, my Allah. There is no other person who is worthy of being worshipped besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illa anta subhanak Inna kunna minal ghalimeen Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, Ya Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, grant them kamil shifa. Give them shifa kamil, atil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthr water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, harameen sharifeen or masjid al-aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect masjid al-aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu hifazat farma, Ya Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, whatever fitnas are going to take place and are taking place, protect us, my Allah. Don't make it be such that we become caught in those fitnas, my Allah, and we lose our iman, we lose our deen, my Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, protect our children, my Allah, from all evil, especially from the evils of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect our youth from drugs, my Allah. Protect the entire ummah from all haram, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, Ya Allah, to refrain from every sin, major sin and minor sin, Ya Allah. Don't make us become disobedient servants. Make us become, Ya Allah, farma bardar banda. Ya Allah, make us become obedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, my Allah, fulfill each person's need, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat.
Ya Allah, these Mubarak months have come and they are going so fast, my Allah. The month of Rajab is coming to an end, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us barakat in the remaining days of Rajab, barakat in the month of Shaaban, in the month of Ramadan. Make us see Ramadan in an excellent condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us spend every moment, every second properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, in such a way that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Malik al-Kareem, Ya Allah, whatever any person with any type of difficulties and problems, mashakil, masaib, Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, Ya Allah. All those who requested duas, accept all the jais murad as well. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, Ya Allah. Make our sustenance come to us with ease, Ya Allah. There are so many brothers, Ya Allah, and so many sisters, Ya Allah, they've got no food to eat, Ya Allah. So many have lost their jobs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they've got nothing, Ya Allah, to bring home, Ya Allah, to put on the table for their masoom children, Ya Allah. You have given us plenty food. We're making shukr to you for all the ni'mat you have given us, Ya Allah. Help all those who are in those pitiable conditions, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.